Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Cardosi.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Ian Ozan, WWL First News. Now back to Dave Cohen on WWL AMFM .com.
In for Tommy Tucker. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate all your help this morning. The President of the United States is speaking right now, addressing top military leaders. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll hear some of what he's had to say in Quantico, addressing generals and other military brass. Yesterday, he had a joint news conference with the Israeli Prime Minister and unveiled a plan to establish peace in at least that part of the Middle East, understand what that plan contains and see if it has the opportunity to actually be successful. We asked Bruce Jettelson to join us. He's a professor of public policy and political science at Duke University, a Middle East expert. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hope you are as well.
I am. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What were your initial thoughts when you heard what President Trump had to say yesterday about a plan that would appoint him overseeing the peace process and the Gaza Strip and trying to establish an end to this war between the Palestinians and the Israelis?
Yeah, you know, it has a lot of potentially positive elements, bringing all the Israeli hostages home, stopping the war and the killing of Palestinians, getting humanitarian and food aid in, the idea that there'd be some countries willing, not us, you know, but some boots on the ground as a stabilization force, and a bunch of things like that. Three big questions for your listeners to have in mind. One is, this was negotiated just with the Israelis and not Hamas, and, you know, and the language that was used, you know, easy way or hard way, kind of like the language they were used against Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, that's not exactly the way you negotiate, right? And there's nothing nice about Hamas, but, you know, you've got to have the other party agree to it. And so we'll see what happens. But second, it's not even clear Netanyahu can get the support of his own government. You know, he has elements in his government, you know, that basically want to fully take over Gaza, you know, build their real estate or their settlements or whatever. And already he's gotten some flack back home. And third, as you said, this notion of President Donald Trump is the chairman of this board of peace, you know, that requires a huge amount of effort, a huge amount of follow-through, lots of details to be worked out. And I worry that this is going to be a little bit like the Alaska summit with Putin, which is a great, you know, news cycle saying we're going to make peace. And afterwards, when there's no follow-through, Ukraine got worse. And we're running the risk here, too, that after a day or two of hopes and, you know, good stories, you know, it can just make things worse on the ground because they basically said to Hamas, take it or leave it. And if not, we're going to tell Netanyahu he can go in and do what he wants to do.
Well, we know for a long time we've said we don't negotiate with terrorists, and Hamas is considered a terrorist organization, which complicates things. If you do want to negotiate with that group that has had so much power on the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, and over the Palestinians for so long now, are there any tea leaves to read, any early indications on how Hamas leadership may react to this? Will they take it? Will they leave it?
You know, they may say they'll take it. And, you know, we've been negotiating with them for over 2 years in the Biden and the Trump administration. And way back when I was in government in the early 90s, the Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin negotiated with Yasser Arafat, who was the leading terrorist of the day, and actually struck some deals that for a few years at least made things better till they fell apart. But it's not going to be just, you know, saying, yes, we'll do it. But then you get down to the details. The Israelis haven't said when they're going to withdraw, how far they're going to withdraw. And you can just easily see it breaking up, and then we get into each side blaming the other, and the war getting more inflamed because each side will say, oh, you didn't keep your word, now I'm going to make it worse. And I worry a lot about that. There's a pattern here with President Trump that he gets a good news cycle, and then he leaves it at that, and then afterwards, there's just not an effort to make it really happen on the ground.
What seems to many analysts more likely is that Hamas does not fully agree to all of the details because they really gain little out of this. Hamas would not be in power anymore in Gaza, would not have as much influence if the plan is seen to fruition. So you just wonder, is this an effort by the president of the United States to pretty much give Israel his blessing to go ahead and fully destroy Hamas?
Pretty much, you know, and there are a lot of, you know, the Palestinian people are the ones who suffered here. You know, it's interesting, before the war started, way back in the summer of 2023, before October 7th, there were credible polls done among Palestinians, and 62% of the Palestinian people in Gaza said they were against Hamas because it wasn't providing jobs, it wasn't taking care of their kids, it wasn't providing health care. And they have really suffered here. And so, you know, their interests are in a peace. Hamas's may or may not be, but even if they were to say yes in this news cycle, there's just too many elements, including on the Israeli side, that, you know, you really got to work these things. You got to roll your sleeves up and not just call a conference. It wasn't even a news conference. They didn't take any questions. They just sort of gave a declaration and talked about it as the greatest thing practically since Moses split the Red Sea, you know, and that kind of stuff. It people get cynical, even more cynical than they are, and it really can make things worse. This is what happened after the Alaska summit. Putin left, he had a red carpet, and then he, increased his attacks on Ukraine. So as you say, this may be Bibi Netanyahu's ticket to increase his attacks on Gaza.
And really, since 1948, when Israel was established, there has not been peace between the Israelis and their neighboring enemies. And it seems like you can't wave a magic wand and release a 20-point plan and suddenly all of that goes away. This is a very complicated issue that's been very difficult. Many presidents, the UN and others, have tried to solve many times, and thus far, there's only been...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In conflict.
Well, you know, in 1978-79, President Carter rolled up his sleeves with the Israeli president, Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, and got a peace deal between, you know, Egypt, who was the leading enemy of Israel at the time. And even if everything that's happened, that's lasted almost 50 years. And in 1994, President Clinton did the same thing with Jordan, you know, and that's lasted over 30 years. There was an effort until Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by his own right wing, and terrorism was started by Hamas. You know, in that period in the 90s, there was some effort and progress with the Israelis and the Palestinians. And then those who were against it, like, you know, when the train leaves for peace, those who are against it on both sides blow up the track. So we've seen achievements before, but, you know, it really takes, you know, serious and capable work and determination to make it happen. And I just haven't seen that in anything in foreign policy that President Trump has done.
The plan itself, now, while it clearly will require a lot of attention to detail and follow through, do you think this plan has a chance to work if there is that commitment from the United States and others?
Yeah, there are elements in here that's what's been called the French-Saudi plan that a number of nations have supported, and Tony Blair, the former prime minister of Britain, has been working on this a lot. So, for example, the notion of a peacekeeping international stabilization force with soldiers from countries in the region and even from other parts of the world, not American boots on the ground, is a crucial part. That's in there. The idea of letting the United Nations bring in humanitarian aid again, that's in there. That should be happening now, and it hasn't been. I have a colleague at Duke, a medical professor, who's actually established a Gaza Children's Village, providing medical care for a couple hundred kids every day. So those things can happen, and those are things that a lot of people agree upon as important elements. But the other ones about, will Israel withdraw, and if so, when? And even this plan says they can stay in a buffer zone until they determine that, it's time to withdraw. Yeah, it's hard to make that acceptable to the other side.
Do you ever see a day when there are two peaceful states side by side, Palestine and Israel?
I've spent a lot of years both as a professor and working in policy trying to make this happen. It remains my hope. Nothing's impossible. We've seen some things in the world happen that we never thought would happen. But the longer that it takes to get there, and the more violence on both sides, there are more kids socialized into hatred on both sides. But it's my hope, and I think all of us, continue to try to, see if it's possible. And if there's elements in this peace plan that can really work, it's Donald Trump's plan, I'd still support it. But I'd really like to see that the commitment is there and they've figured out sort of the details.
Yeah, you make a good point. There's more than 75 years of hate that has been passed down from generation to generation. How do you end that cycle? Here in the United States, we're much better at not hating our former enemies. But in the Middle East, that is something that gets generationally transferred from one to the next.
It's very hard. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was in Washington for a conference that Duke University convened with an Israeli group and a Palestinian group. They're working together on basic humanitarian issues. And watching the courage of these people, you got to do what you can when you see how courageous they are.
Professor, we appreciate it. We got to take a break now and hear what the president's been saying to his military leaders. So thank you for joining us, Professor Bruce Jettelson from Public Policy and Political Science at Duke University, worked in Middle East peace for years. Thank you so much. We appreciate your insight. I hope we talk to you again soon. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We take a break now to find out what the president's been saying to his leading generals and other military leaders from CBS News. We'll be back after this. I want to hear your thoughts on armed guards from the National Guard in New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.